Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to help us do just that, we've got Ian Harditz on to break down the National Football League. One of the guys we like to chop it up with on the fantasy front, all things football. You can follow him on social. It's iHarditz, H-A-R-T-I-T-Z on social. Ian, good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
Doing great, man. Happy week 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't believe we're here already. Thursday night football tonight. The Raiders are not good. The Broncos are, thanks to a championship-level defense. How bad did Vegas bungle the offseason trying to not bottom out by going and getting Geno Smith, by going older at head coach with Pete Carroll? I mean, is it already enough precincts reporting here to know that they screwed this up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the real big issue was, as great as a talent as he is, just using that ever so valuable top 10 pick on a running back. It's not taking anything away from Ashton Jeanty, but man, if anyone's tuned in, pretty much every game other than when they faced the Bears, which, you know, is a funny coincidence for a lot of offenses, it's just been riding the struggle bus anytime they've been trying to get anything going on the ground. So, hey, decent enough core with the playmakers and Jeanty and having Bowers healthy and everything. Hopefully they can find a quarterback here in 2026 and beyond, but yeah, not looking good in 2025.
There are 3-7-2 teams in the league. The Colts, the Broncos playing tonight, and the Patriots. Of those three, who do you think is a true contender, and who do you think is kind of a yeah-but kind of team?
Man, the Broncos, so I understand Bo Nix hasn't necessarily played his best ball throughout the season. He's kind of gotten just a chance to beat up on the Cowboys and Bengals like a lot of quarterbacks out there. But end of the day, man, they've won 6 games. They keep on finding ways to play their best football in the fourth quarter. And if I just had to try to pick kind of the most elite group of any of those teams, I do think it's going to be that Broncos defense. So, yeah, give them some credit, man. Week 8 actually went in and just beat the Cowboys, which you could argue is the best offense, probably more like a top 3-4 offense in the league. And last week, they took down the Texans, who were probably the best defense in the league, if it's not the Broncos themselves. So, again, not quite sure how Bo Nix is going to go, you know, facing a Josh Allen or Mahomes in the playoffs, kind of like bringing a knife fight to a gunfight and all that. But just, again, among those three teams, I think there's enough of a complete argument for the Broncos to go ahead and give them a nod.
Ian Harditz covering the NFL on our Beltway Blitz. I'm intrigued by the QB matchup in Giants-Bears this week. Jackson Dart, year one. Caleb Williams, year two. Giants a tougher out now at 2-7. Chicago coming around at 5-3. What do you make of the seasons those two guys are having?
Yeah, honestly, it's funny. I just said it with Bo Nix about the Bengals and the Cowboys. That's kind of been the same exact thing for Caleb Williams this year. I mean, you look at it, an EPA per play can sometimes be more of a team offensive stat than, you know, a great individual qualifier, but that can be the case for a lot of stats. And anyway, Caleb Williams, top 3 weeks in those two matchups, 15th or worst though in every other game this season. So we have seen better progress, I would say, from the Bears in the run game since they've gotten back from their bye, third most efficient group in the league. Also getting DeAndre Swift back this week. So moving in the right direction, which is expected with a young quarterback, first-year head coach and Ben Johnson and all that. But this would be a nice situation for them to hopefully, again, put their best foot forward in a slightly tougher matchup. But I don't know. You've got the Giants over there, despite having all that talent on the defensive line. They still can't really stop opposing run games or get too much going. So I will say, I mean, Jackson Dart, if we had to do the draft again, like tomorrow, guys, not saying he'd be the 101, but I think he'd be up there. I mean, I think Cam Ward's last plenty of arm talent, but I think there's no chance that this dude makes it out of the top 10, let alone even the top 5, based on how he's been able to play. So just the fact, too, that, you know, no Malik Nabers, they lost Cam Scatterboo, just completely devoid of playmakers in New York, but Dart's going out there every single game and competing. Just wish he'd take a little bit more good care of himself, man, taking some big hits out there, maybe spending a little too much time with Scatterboo over the months.
Ian, I'm a stubborn child in a million different ways, and I'm terrible. I mean, terrible at a lot of things, but especially terrible at updating my file. And that goes in both directions, good or bad. So the reason I bring it up is Washington's opponent this weekend, the Detroit Lions. I still think of Detroit as class of the NFC Detroit. And even when they lose in a fashion that's unbecoming, like they did this past week to Minnesota, I still go, yeah, they're great. And that was just a stumble. Are they, though?
So they haven't been the same beast on the ground. I think that was what we kind of saw get exposed last week. And honestly, as much as people want to complain about David Montgomery getting more touches than Jahmyr Gibbs, which is, of course, you know, a stupid fantasy nerd making a big deal out of stuff like that. I mean, Nate Tice over at Yahoo had a great stat that basically said that Gibbs gave up more pressure in that game than any running back that's been chartered since 2018. So I think it's a situation where they've had some offensive line injuries and just, again, kind of the core nucleus of these great Lions offenses over the years has been the ability to run the ball on anyone, just dominate the line of scrimmage. So when you do take away that crutch, you just don't get quite as dominant of a group. But even in that Vikings game, you know, we had a blocked field goal out there. We had some other turnovers, a lot of just short, you know, kind of fields for J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings in the second half. So I do think if they play that game 10 times, you know, the Lions are probably going to be walking away with the W and 7 of them, not to take anything away from Minnesota. But I hear you in terms of them maybe not being the same juggernaut as past years. So hopefully that secondary gets a little bit healthier. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson just got paid. He's always wreaking havoc along the line of scrimmage. But yeah, man, that NFC North as a whole is wide open right now. I still would say, you know, Lions are probably the best team there because Packers have been pretty inconsistent as well. But yeah, man, NFC as a whole, guys, I'd be curious who you guys think is going to maybe make it out of it. If I had to pick, probably the Rams at this point, but I feel like there's not an overall dominant team really anywhere.
Yeah, Rams, if Stafford stays healthy, feels like a good bet. Hey, Ian, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
Later. See you,
got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.